You're listening to KHEM Radio Without the Rules, and I am super pleased to have Joanne Rand in here and Rob Dickens. How's it going?
It's great to be here, Bailey. Thanks for having us.
Of course. And you all have a benefit that's happening on Saturday for the Siskiyou Land Conservancy.
Yes, we're playing. It's my annual big show with the quartet, which also includes Tim Randles on the piano.
Fantastic piano player.
And Pete Dalmolin on the electric guitar.
Another fantastic musician.
I know. And the four of us have a chemistry that's just exciting. And so, yeah.
And you've been playing with that group for the last few years, right?
Yeah. I've been, I just finished my 16th CD, and we're all on it. But Tim has done four CDs with me, Pete has done three, and Rob has done two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been sort of through the years that we've all come together.
How did you end up meeting these boys?
Well, I knew about Rob for years, and he's just stepped into the studio. The last album I made, second to last.
Yeah, somehow.
And I was like blown away by his playing. And then before that, I met Pete because I was in his studio. He was helping produce a piece of work I was doing. And I realized, hey, he could play. Oh, wow, he can play. And then before that, Tim, I met through a project I did called The Hurricane Party with Tim Gray and Marla Joy.
Mm,
and they said, hey, we know this keyboard player. He's really good. And that was a number of years ago, like 12 years ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, cool. So, and then does your annual show usually benefit an organization?
The last 2 years, it was at the Sanctuary, so I think it benefited the Sanctuary, which is a great
project.
Yeah, wonderful art collective. And this year, we wanted to do it at the Playhouse.
And then you're now benefiting your husband's organization, which is great.
Yes.
Siskiyou Land Conservancy.
He and I came together through our environmental activism, and that was a number of years ago, and he's been walking his talk ever since. So this is supporting his activism, his preservation of wild lands. So,
he was in here yesterday during Coastal Currents talking about it all, and they're doing some really cool things.
Yeah, they certainly are. My daughter and I were walking on the beach, our daughter, listening to you guys. It was during the tsunami test, and nobody else was out there, and we were like, hey, maybe we shouldn't have come to the beach today, but...
Did you get a funny feeling?
did you hear the sirens out there on the beach?
We did not hear the sirens, but a little plane flew over with a loudspeaker saying some kind of weather forecast. And it was a little eerie, yes. But I figured it was a test.
I know everything else went off here except for the siren, which usually goes off for everything.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And so it was like, ooh. So they said that 90% of everything worked. So that's good.
That's good news.
It's good news.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of my music that has come through the years, come through me, is sort of help, you know, my way of coping with the world and what's going on in this crazy world around us. And this beautiful, crazy, beautiful world. And so the first song is about that. It's about, it's a national anthem for a world beyond borders. And so we should we launch into it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
It's called Nation of Earth.
Thank you. skies are tumbling down. People gathering together as one, hoping for change and changing as it comes. When it hits survival level, revolution has begun. What do you think about? What do you think about that? What do you think about? What do you think about that? A nation of bird, land of our bird. Nation of bird. Deep in our eyes, there's a fire inside. Comes from a feeling much deeper than pride. It comes from a land of our birth. Comes from a handful of earth. Comes from the fire, the sky, and the rising. What do you think about? What do you think about that? Nation of earth, land of our birth. Nation of earth, land of our birth. Bring down the fire is dancing. Bring down the storm has come. Thank you.
That was written a while ago, and the storm just keeps coming.
How long ago did you write that one?
Oh, God, I can't even remember. You know, the past is a blur. I think maybe 5 years ago, something like that. 4 years ago.
Sweet. And it was on an album a couple albums back? Did you end up recording that?
Yes, it was like three albums. I can't even remember. Three albums ago?
We have 16 albums.
Yeah.
Well, seven albums were made 7 consecutive years in a row. And I tried to stop myself, but I keep writing songs and I get depressed if I'm not recording them when they come through. And so.
You just got to do it.
I'm doing it.
If people are just now tuning in, you're listening to K-Hum, and this is Joanne Rand. And we have Rob Diggins in here as well. And Rob. 2 months ago, I had your daughter in here, which was pretty fantastic.
Really exciting, with her group and representing NPA and their cause. And it was really great. Meant a lot to those girls.
How is Moon Milkshake doing? I saw that they ended up performing over at the March for Our Lives
Saturday. Just the other day. There's a great video, actually, of that rally and of their performance and a rap that they did, Stop the Violence. And enough is enough.
I heard that.
It's very good. Yeah.
They're getting to be really amazing.
They are. Yeah.
You must be pretty proud.
I'm very proud. And Joanne invited March to actually open the set on Saturday.
I did hear that. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
So people will get to see Moon Milkshake.
Well, actually, just in this case, just March.
Oh, yeah. Just March. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll still be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to go ahead and play another song?
Yeah. Speaking of our daughters, this song came out of mother-daughter relationships.
And you have a daughter, too.
I have a daughter who's 1 year older than his daughter. They both went to NPA.
And does your daughter perform?
She's a poet, and I'm going to ask her to read a poem during the... She's got a mind of her own, that girl, so... She's at college now, and anyway, this song is built out of mother-daughter relationships, my relationship with my mother, and passing that baton, the torch, along to my kid. So
that's sweet.
It's called Roses in the Snow and Drought. It's the title song off our last CD. Starts out with my dreams as a little girl. Mama, I want to be a garbage man, because it looks so cool the way the big tires spin. Standing in the back with his face in the wind at the dawn in the alleyway. He looks so free, smiling at me, whistling a tune in Dixie. Mama, that's the life for me. I got to be free, yeah. Mama, I want to be an archaeologist, hiking up hills in the African dust. Shake this red clay off my feet, my destiny to meet. My heart is wild, lunderlust. I can't seem to slake this thirst. Give me the road or I'm gonna burst. I gotta be free, yeah. Mama, I wanna be a rock and roll star. Shine my shoes and raise the bar. I feel free when I sing and shout, and that's what life's about. Trying to be free to sing and shout. Trying to shine high, shake it on out. Growing roses in the snow and drought. I gotta be free, yeah. Be free, sing and shout, growing roses in the snow and drought. I wanna shine high, shake it on out, whistling home. Wanna make a splash, wanna make a mark, shine my shoes and raise the bar, and come whistling home. And mama says to me, breathe life, make I'm trying to understand this slowing down body and this played out hand. I guess I dream, but it's cloudy now. I walk my dog in the rosy glow. I smile at the sun and I'm ready to go. Life is a circle, don't you know? And I'm still free, yeah. I wanna be free, sing and shout, growing roses in the snow and drought. Wanna shine high, shake it on out, whistling home. Wanna make a splash, wanna make a mark, shine my shoes and raise the bar, and come whistling home. And I say to my girl, breathe life, make
remind people that we're Facebook Live-ing this if you want to see Rob's beautiful smiling face. You know how hard it is to smile when you're playing the thing?
It's frozen. It's frozen in a spasm of pleasure.
And also the fabulous Joanne Rand. And you all are playing Saturday on over at the Arcata Playhouse.
That's right.
For the Siskiyou Land Conservancy benefit.
With the quartet, Tim Randles and Pete Dalmolin. Rob Diggins, Joanne Rand. And my husband, Greg King, is going to do a visual presentation to open. First, Rob's daughter from Moon Milkshake. And then my husband does a visual presentation with slides and then Pete's guitar looping and playing behind him. And it's going to take us on a journey of our beautiful ecosystem and celebrating that. Then we're going to play. The music starts around 8 and everything else starts around 7:30. So,
okay, so get there early. Get there right at 7:30, and it's about $10 to $20 sliding scale.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Whatever you can do,
and so and it all goes on over to the Siskiyou Land Conservancy.
Yes, which is dedicated to preservation of wild lands on the North Coast. So,
yeah, and they do a lot of good work.
That's right.
For sure. So, what's the next tune you're going to play for us?
This one is called "Just Keep Going." And the last one was inspired by my mother, who's now 92. And this one is inspired by my dad, who's 95. He fell off his bike about a week ago, broke a rib, got right back on the bike, and bikes 11 miles, you know, fast.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
He is incredible. They're driving cross-continental. I mean, he's like a template. So, you know, just lets me know you just got to keep going. And that's the name of the song. When you think that life is a bus, just keep going. When your mind is run out of trust, just keep going. When you think that you got to scream, just keep going. From the strange American dream, just keep going. Keep going, keep going, going. When the world is getting you down, just keep going. Picks you up and throws you around, just keep going. When you face a mountain of fear, just keep going. Soon enough a path will appear, just keep going. Keep going, keep going, going. Finally you'll realize the power is in your eyes, the beauty is in your face the end of the road, just keep going. Life is just too much of a load, just keep going. Keep a steady pace on your feet, just keep going. Keep a rock steady heartbeat, just keep going. Yeah. Going, keep going, going, yeah.
I have to put down my coffee cup.
So if he keeps going, you know, in the face of everything, at the age of 95, we can keep going. Yeah, and that's what we got to do. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
That's miraculous.
In a good
break
way.
A rib and still...
Yeah.
I mean, if I broke a rib, unless I absolutely had to, I'd be like, all right.
Well, he says that at his age, once if he stops, that's it. So he's just, and that's the same. It's sort of a, you know, metaphor for the world today. What's going on?
Well, everybody, this is Joanne Rand and Rob Diggins. Just filling anybody in if they happen to just be tuning in. Somebody ended up writing on the Facebook Live video, yay, love you, Joanne.
Aw, that's so sweet.
So it's really wonderful.
Looking forward to doing a show Saturday night and, you know, getting together with this quartet. We do one big show a year.
And so the Arcata Playhouse is a marvelous venue.
Yes, it is. It's a whole cultural mecca for this town. So
yeah. Thanks so much.
Jackie and David have done so much.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. And just revamping that whole Creamery district area. What a great place for Arcata.
Oh, yeah. And Rob, you mentioned actually the night before they have the Bee Eaters in there. And you mentioned that you actually used to teach the
I have the great honor. I feel very honored by Tristan and Tashina and all of their friends. But long ago now, Tashina came at about 4 years old to study with me, and not long after, Tristan began at 1.5. So he's
1.5. Wow!
You know, all time he's my youngest.
I've never heard of anybody.
I know that's who Tristan is, and I mean both of them actually. You know, national fiddle championships. I think they're 6 times they've won the national fiddle championships. You know, in Weezer, Idaho, but. Not only that, I mean, all of the musicians that they get together to play with them and that they play with, it's great. I would plug for them, check out Shasta Music Summit. That's something this summer in July over in Shasta and Weed that they put together. Incredible festival of lineup of musicians. And, of course, come down Friday night to see them, too, and then come again Saturday to see our show.
So basically live at the Playhouse this
That's
weekend.
That's right. Just camp out there.
But that must say a lot about your playing, too, getting the chance to teach them in the very beginning. You were the person that they...
Yeah, I don't know if it does. I mean, I feel like
I think that you're pretty good.
I'm the student, really, here, and I always feel that way with all my students. And this with Tristan, you know, I think he's in his 30s now, so... You know, it's such an honor to get to play with him and to be with him. And that's where it really comes home, you know, that he has become my teacher and I his student. And who knows, you know, if we have past lives or something. But very special relationship with the Claridges, yeah.
Well, you are very modest. That is definitely for sure.
It's sincere.
Well, you all have one more tune you want to go and play?
Sure. I'm going to let you choose. Do you want to do Lay Down Your Burden or do you want to do The Shaggy Man?
It's up to you. I'm actually happy with whatever you feel like, Joanne.
Okay, we'll do The Shaggy Man.
All right.
And I want to mention that I'm going up the road. I do an annual spring tour. So after this show at the Playhouse, I'm going to be heading to Ashland and then Seattle and some more shows in Southern Oregon, shows up in Northern Washington. And so if you know anybody that way, you can go to my website, joannerandmusic.com, get the schedule, and tell your friends up the road. I was coming home from last year's spring tour with my daughter and ate in a restaurant in Tequilma, or Cave Junction, and this song was born that day, so... It's called the Shaggy Man Blues. See homeless man sits outside the burrito stand.
not shake his humbling chatter as I face my heaping platter. He sits outside my window view and I feel guilty as I chew. So I get a cup and I load him up and I give it to this luckless pup. What brings this fellow lowly thus? He's stronger, handsomer than us. He could be a Hollywood sensation. Pirate prince on a TV station, warrior from some Nordic nation. Capri locks, love ya, love ya. Got a couple bucks, I shake my head and I stretch my arms. Chicken fajita lunch, I say. He takes my food and he fades away in all his boyish charms. Back into his concrete bunker, invisible there somewhere. He hunkers and leaves me with this question mark. Where this mother's boy get his start? And would he stab me to the heart if it were dark? If it were dark.
Take it away.
For coming in today.
Yeah.
That was Joanne Rand and Rob Diggins, and they're two fourths out of the whole band, which will be playing on Saturday.
That's
on
right.
Over at the Arcata Playhouse.
Thanks for having us, Bailey. It's
thanks
great
for coming
to be
in
here in your sunny room here.
Of course.
So, yeah.
And thanks for doing such a great benefit for the Siskiyou Land Conservancy.
Oh, my pleasure. And again, if anybody's interested in the music or our story, my story, lyrics, videos, you can go to joannerandmusic.com.
And No Depression Magazine did a fabulous review of your latest album.
That's right. Yeah. So
so people should definitely check that out as well. And that's joannerandmusic.com. And you can go to arcataplayhouse.org for all the information about the show.
And again, we're supporting the activism of Greg King, who discovered and named Headwaters Forest. And
I didn't know he did that.
Yep.
That's cool.
And he's been an active force in preservation of wildlands throughout the Northwest since day one. So he has a land trust called Siskiyou Land Conservancy, so it's a benefit for them.
Okay, so Saturday night, Arcata Playhouse. Be there by 7:30. So I'd shoot to be there at 7 because everybody runs a little bit on humble time.
And so, yeah, visual presentation 7:30, preceded by March Edstrom singing some acoustic songs. And then the band comes on at 8. And
sweet.
Looking forward to it.
Definitely.
Thanks.
I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and then we'll get back into some more music. You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and Orleans, and streaming to the world over at KHUM.com.